by Braden.
First and 10 for Cass City from their own 11-yard line, according to the spot. Personalski's out to the right. He has one man to beat. Breaks the tackle. He's out to the 40-yard line, to the 50, and dropped down at the 46-yard line into Vanek's territory. So just like that, a 35-yard gain for Personalski.
Yeah, played that interception like a punt, had him pinned down around the 10-yard line. Defensive battle, you know, putting Cass City's offense against the wall a little bit. Hand off Personalski, shifts his way through the lineout to, you know, gets out to the races with, coincidentally, Badax is running back and Jared Emmerich run him down.
A 36-yard gain when all said and done, according to the spot. First and 10 from the 46-yard line of Badax is the Cass City offense. 6 minutes left in this one, a 28-point lead for the Redhawks, and they're going to start using as much clock as possible. The entire line is staying up, waiting for that arm of the back judge to put his arm up, which means 10 seconds and left on the play clock. And there they go. Hand off right at the middle. Ricker around the left side. On the quick, just basically milking the clock. He still gets about 6 yards in doing so. 42-yard line now. Working off the left hash, left to right across your radio, are the Redhawks.
Number 68, Nick Crotchin makes the tackle.
5 yard gain according to the spot at the 42-yard line, second and 5 coming up. Dakota Hartle, the quarterback of this Cass City team, doing a fine job tonight. Two backs for Cass City each have 17 carries, Brendan Ricker for 82 and Braden Personalski for 142. 336 total yards offense for Cass City. 53-0, final score for the Harbor Beach-Memphis game in Memphis. Second and 5 for Cass City from the Vadax 42. The handoff to the right side to Personalski. He gets the first down and across to the 34-yard line. Brought down to 33 by two Vadax players. That'd be Dylan White and number 56, Josh Geiger. Hubley 1 over Sandusky, 39-6.
Big win there for the Bearcats.
So a couple of final scores in the books, 53-0 Harbor Beach over Memphis, and Ubley also wins
39-6.
39-6. 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in this one. Cass City's on Bannex's 33-yard line, first and 10. Handoff up the middle to Ricker. Nothing going there. 2 yards in that last one. Second and 8 from the 31-yard line are the Redhawks. Substitution comes in. That's number 66. Alex Adams, he's a junior. He replaces number 50, Zach Dietering, a senior. Cass City is starting to sub in some younger players trying to get as much experience as possible. The first four home games of the season have been home for Cass City. They have one remaining, and that is against a big-time player. I believe that's against Reese down in week 7.
Yeah, that's in 2 weeks, Clark.
That's a handoff to Personalski to the right side. He breaks free from the line out to the 20-yard line. And that's going to be a 16-yard gain.
Number 4, Dylan White, wrestles him to the ground. Personalski not going down easy.
Excuse me, in 2 weeks, Cass City serves as host to Reese. That's September 28th. And now we have a timeout called by Bad X. Benetti wants to talk this one over with his squad. And we're going to take a break as well. You're tuned to WLEW. It's Cass City 42, Bad X 14. 3.5 minutes to play.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Just look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find multi-game feeders, trail cameras by multi and cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, September 29th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and 10 Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. And special one-day-only open house pricing. That's Saturday, September 29th. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Handoff from Dakota Hartle to number 22, Ricker. He runs down to the end zone, touchdown, but there's a flag at the 18-yard line. This one's probably going to get waved off, but a holding call against Cass City. Or is it a face mask? The official's talking it over with Dakota Hartle, so this almost looks like it's against Bad Axe. If it is, it is indeed a touchdown. Ricker. On a 20-yard run, right down the near sideline. It is indeed a face mask, and that penalty was declined. So touchdown stands for Ricker. A 20-yard run from Ricker. It's almost a contest between Ricker and Verzanowski right now. Who can have more carries? Each one has 19. So now the score, 48 Cass City, Bad Axe 14. 3:24 left in the fourth.
That makes it tough for other teams scouting Cass City. You know, who do you really pay attention to? They're both getting 19 carries a game. They're both over 100 yards, and they're both scoring touchdowns. So that's good thing, good news for Cass City.
And 2-point conversion is short. No, that's good. It was a handoff to the right side to number 26, Verzanowski. He gets in for the 2 points. So now the score is Cass City 48. Bad Axe 14. You're tuned. 50-14. You're tuned at WLEW.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
.324 remains in the fourth. It's a 36-point differential, which means the rest of the way out here until Bad Axe scores. We have a running clock situation, 50-14, Cass City with 20 points in the second half, Bad Axe with 14.
Good to see Bad Axe get a couple touchdowns this week on a couple big plays, a couple nice plays by them, a pass play and a running play.
50-14, Cass City has 380 yards offense, 309 coming from running. And the kick is up for Cass City, and it's a line drive out to about the 15-yard line. Dylan White grabs it. He's up to the 25, breaks free of the first tackle. The second tackle, he's up to the 35, forced out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Nice 18-yard return for Dylan White, number four, Bad Axe. So Bad Axe will start their drive at their own 38-yard line. 62 yards for a score, going right to left across your radio. 3:15 left in the fourth quarter. And the officials calling for the running clock from here on out. Oh. 3 minutes remain in the fourth quarter. Hubley trots up to the line of scrimmage. Wide receiver out each way. That's Labor and number seven, Heinz. Two men's backfield, Ben Braden under center, working off the left hash at the 37-yard line. The handoff to number 23, Emmerich. He gets about four in his hustle play to the 42-yard line. Second and six, 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the fourth. Cass City leading by 36.
Senior defensive lineman Austin Baker makes the tackle.
Austin It may be a bit of a lopsided score right now, but it is a promise for Bad Axe for future things to come here. Scoring two touchdowns in the second half here, Bad Axe typically outscored drastically.